Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I've got a commentary that I'm going to read to lead off hour number two. Not going to read it now. I'm going to read you the hot news stories in the country as we speak. But to lead off hour two, the title of my commentary, we are living in a bizarro twilight zone zombie apocalypse nightmare. And Exhibit A is Alejandro Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security chief. So get ready for that one as we lead off hour number two, which is not only my radio hour, but also my Lindell TV hour. In the meantime, speaking of Mayorkas, DHS Chief Mayorkas is unfamiliar with Travis Wolf, the 12-year-old Missouri boy allegedly killed by an illegal alien, as I said earlier when I was recording my Real America's Voice show. It's funny how liberals just don't seem to notice all the Americans being murdered by illegal aliens. They only notice the domestic terrorists, i.e. white, straight males who are going 66 and 65 zones, who spit on the sidewalk or who, you know, jaywalk on the street. We should get life in prison because we're domestic terrorists. Or we don't even do those things. You're not even speeding. You're not jaywalking. You're simply guilty of being a conservative. You're guilty of not wanting an open border. You're guilty of not wanting your son to become a transgender girl. For those crimes, those high crimes and misdemeanors, we should be sent to prison for years and have FBI SWAT teams meet us at 5 in the morning and put us in handcuffs in front of our children. I mean, this is the insanity of America today. But they don't notice all the illegals killing nice kids. The kid in this picture is so cute. Travis Wolf, 12-year-old boy from Missouri, killed on December 20th, 2023. So this past December 20th, he died some weeks later in a head-on due to a head-on collision. The person driving the vehicle has now been charged with 6 criminal counts. Is Andrina Baracho. And Mayorkas said, "I know that all of our hearts break for the family of this young boy who died in that accident." Senator Hawley of Missouri revealed the local law enforcement briefed him that Baracho arrived in the U.S.-Mexico border sometime last year, was released into the U.S. interior soon after being detained by Border Patrol. And so then he goes on to, I guess he was speeding or I guess he was drunk, whatever he was. It's a criminal charge for killing this poor kid. If he never comes in the country, this beautiful young boy is alive. Also injured in the crash were Wolf's parents, Timothy and Stephanie. Hawley told Mayorkas, "I know you think your policies are a success. You've sat right there in that chair and told me over and over, our policies are working. You're on the record years and years saying that. Maybe they're working for you. Maybe they're working for your political objectives. Whatever they may be, I don't know. But they're not working for Lakin Riley or Travis Wolf. They were a travesty. What you have done is a travesty." So Bracho remains in St. Louis County custody on a $500,000 bail. At least he's not out on no bail. At least they're not completely insane in Missouri. But it's interesting because years ago, someone compiled a record of the amount of illegals killed each year. Excuse me, the amount of American citizens killed each year by illegals. And it was an average of 3,000 a year. And nobody ever talks about that. Nobody else has ever kept the record. But this gentleman kept the record. It was $3,000 a year over like a 10-year period. And that was 10 years ago. I remember reading that. So today, with the amount of illegals, our country's drowning in illegals. You know, they keep saying there's 8 million, 9 million, 10 million new ones under Biden, which is incredible, which is mind-blowing, which is unimaginable. But that's not true, because there's at least one gotaway for each one we catch. Those are the amount we caught when you add the gotaways, if you're assuming it's only one for one. One gotaway for each one that hand themselves in or get caught. And it may be 2-1. It may be 3-1. There may be 3 that get away for every one that's caught or turns themselves in. But assuming it's one for one, then that means instead of 10 million new illegals, there's 20 million. And that's only as of January 1st. As of the end of this year, I think there'll be 30 million. Bye, goodbye, Pitar. Take care. Sure. Pitar's my director for, 35 years. And he's here every day for my Real America's Voice TV show. He directs here, directs and produces here in Las Vegas. And he just took off. So he comes to my TV studio here and does it every single day. So, and then in Denver, we've got a crew of 6. So 7 people plus me, 8 people involved in the TV show, including a director, producer here and a director, producer in Denver. And then a whole crew of editors and a whole crew of cameramen and a person who handles teleprompter. It's a nice little TV crew. So that person that figured out there were 3,000 dead each year, that was 10 years ago. 3,000 people killed by illegals in the United States. American citizens who never had to die. There's no reason they should die. Why do you have to die? Why does someone have to let an illegal in that kills you? Why don't we leave them on the other side of the border? Why don't we say, just say no? Like Nancy Reagan said about drugs. But that's what we should be saying to illegals. Just say no. We don't have an obligation to let you in. Why should one American die at the hands of an illegal? Ever. So my point is that there are so many illegals now in the country, and so many of them are criminals that in the past were not as bad as now. This is the scum of the earth being let out of prison to take all the bad actors out of their country and send their problems to us. So you got to assume that instead of 3,000, it's doubled or tripled or quadrupled, and it's 6,000 dead a year, 9,000 dead a year, 12,000 dead a year. I think it's probably the higher figure, 12,000 dead a year, Americans at the hands of illegals. And you could scoff at that and say there's 330 million Americans, 12,000 is not a big number. Really? First of all, what if it's your father? What if it's your mother? What if it's your wife? What if it's your sister, your daughter, your son? And second of all, 12,000 a year is 120,000 every decade. That's a lot of dead Americans. That's far more. That's twice the Vietnam War. If that number's accurate, it's twice the Vietnam War. You don't think that's a lot of dead Americans, that none of them had to die? They'd all be alive if that illegal had never been let in the country, each one of those illegals? It's an incredible amount of death. But that doesn't even include the fentanyl deaths, which are 100,000 plus a year because of the open border. 100,000 plus a year. So at the end of a decade, that's 1 million Americans. And now add my figure, it's 1,120,000 Americans dead. It's really some crazy numbers. And I don't even think it's 100,000 a year dead from fentanyl. I think it's like 120. So it's 1.2 million. And then add in 120,000. So 1.3 million plus dead Americans because of the open border. None of whom would necessarily be dead. I mean, somebody would naturally die anyway. Somebody would get in a car accident. Someone would get killed by an American citizen. But for the most part, all 1,000,003 could be alive and living their lives and seeing their next birthday, seeing their next Thanksgiving, seeing the next Christmas, seeing the next Super Bowl. Now you know how I think in life, right? To me, life is all about your birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the Super Bowl. That's what I care about. Those are the 4 things I care about each year. And of course, you know, other people's birthday, my wife, my kids, my dog, Bubba. I like his birthday. We celebrate. We get Bubba a cake and we ask him to blow out the candles. So I just can't believe that there's people out there who think it's okay, let's let all these people in. And the fact that they're murdering thousands of people here doesn't matter to them. And the fact that they're murdering 100,000 with fentanyl doesn't matter to them. It's incredible. Now, the second thing, how much time we have left? 2-3 minutes, Chris? 2 minutes. Second thing is one of those I told you so's, because I've been saying for years that instead of measuring the white vote, the black vote, the Jewish vote, the Christian vote, how people are voting, the what you should measure is all the people of America who work and produce and make things, and all the people of America who are lazy bums who don't. And you'll find that almost everybody that works hard votes Republican and certainly votes for Trump, and all the people who are lazy bums on welfare or just lazy, they don't work many hours, are all Democrats. I was so right. I finally have the poll, the study that proves it. New data from Emerson College polling. People who work 60-plus hours a week favor Trump by 80%. Those are the hardest working people in America. 60 hours a week or more, they vote for Trump 80 to 20. You can't find numbers like that in any other group in the world. You know, you can't say white people vote 80% Republican. They don't. 80% of people who work 60-plus hours a week support Trump. Oh, and only 7% support Biden and the rest are undecided. It's 80-7. And then Trump maintains a strong lead over Biden even in the 50 to 59 hour a week work bracket, 59 to 35. So that's a 24-point victory. His lead is 50 to 38 in the 40 to 49 hour bracket. Just if you work for a living, you overwhelmingly support Trump and Republicans. And then in the 30 to 40 hour bracket, Biden becomes competitive, and Trump leads 45-43. Among those who work 20 to 29 hours, Biden leads 52-37. And among those who work the fewest hours, Biden leads 51-38. You know what they didn't check? People on welfare don't work at all. I guarantee you that's 80-7. In favor of Biden and Democrats, the same way people who work the most hours are 80-7 in favor of Trump. That's the dichotomy in America. It's not white and black. It's not Jewish, Muslim. It's do you work or are you a lazy freaking bum? And the people who...
Hi, Wayne Allyn.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention. This is a public notice from the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wayne on the root's on fire. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with a 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium Texas beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts on every item you buy at warbeef.com. At warbeef, you get only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. Premium Texas beef, by the way. No mRNA jabs ever. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Thank you for sponsoring our nationally syndicated radio show. More examples of how screwed up our nation is. It's really, you know why I blame more than anyone else? Judges. Judges are just screwed up people. Something's wrong with them all. Is there like a law that says to become a judge, you have to be a communist? You have to have no common sense? You have to be mentally ill? Here's a judge in Indianapolis who releases a mother who confessed to fatally smothering her two-month-old daughter while high on meth so she could sleep. So she has a two-month-old daughter, baby daughter, that's crying, and it's stopping her from speaking while high on meth. And so she fatally smothered the two-year-old. And the judge releases her. I'd lock her away forever so she could think about it for the next 100 years or 80 years or 60 years or however long she lives. But I'm not cut out to be a judge, I guess. I'm a hangman judge, right? Isn't that what they used to call them in the Wild West? Hangman judge. Hangman Wayne Root. I would hang them all high. And they deserve it. These are horrible, horrible people. They're all going to hell. But before they go to hell, they should be punished in the United States properly on Earth. And they're not. They get away with anything and everything now. And the good people are persecuted. Here's another example of how stupid liberals are. So our U.S. Senator in Nevada, one of them is Jackie Rosen, who's horrible. The other one is horrible, equally horrible, Catherine Cortez Masto. U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Both of them elected a few years back when they got really good at stealing elections in Nevada and stuffing the ballot box with mail-in ballots. And voters in all the neighborhoods that are 100% Democrat, they let the votes go on till, 10 o'clock at night, even though the polls close at 9. Everybody has to vote. But I remember in Arizona when Carrie Lake asked for, an injunction to make sure that in conservative districts they had long lines and people weren't able to vote during the day because the machines didn't work. And the judge said, no, the polls close at 7, we're closing at 7. You can't believe what's happening to our country. But this moron communist, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, an illegal alien has been arrested in the crash that killed her staffer, the staffer of Democrat U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. ICE has reported an 18-year-old Honduran man who was arrested in connection with a vehicle crash that killed a staffer to Democrat U.S. Senator Catherine Masto entered the U.S. illegally. Elmer Rueda Linares, 18, was involved in a two-way vehicle crash on April 6 that killed Kurt Engelhardt, a senior advisor to Senator Cortez Masto. And after the deadly crash occurred, Rueda Linares fled the scene of the accident and was later charged with felony hit and run. Now we know he's an illegal alien. And I wonder how can Cortez Masto, Catherine Cortez Masto, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, how does she sleep at night knowing her policies let the border open, let this illegal alien in, and he killed her staffer, who is, I'm sure, young and is never going to be alive again for another Thanksgiving, another Christmas, another Super Bowl, another birthday, another birth of a child, a wedding. He's gone because of your policies. Republicans, we're such terrible people. We're against abortion. Oh, my God. Against abortion. We don't want your child to die. That's the worst thing you could say about Republicans. We don't want you to kill your own child. Man, we're bad people. I said this the other day. I don't remember which show I said it on. I have so many shows. I just have to repeat stuff because I don't remember where I said it. But Republicans know that almost every baby that gets aborted is going to be grow up to be a Democrat because they're all going to be raised by a single mom in a Democrat household and a mom who didn't want them. So they were all going to grow up and be Democrats and criminals. And we still don't want them to be killed. We still don't want them to be aborted. What terrible crimes Republicans commit. We want to save Democrat babies. Wow. What a crazy, wild, upside-down world we live in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Way down the route, the route's on fire. And you can catch me on every night now at 10 o'clock on Real America's Voice TV with the Root Reaction. You can catch me on weekends, Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at noon Eastern with America's Top 10 Countdown. You can catch me every day at 7 o'clock Eastern on Lindell TV. And you can catch me every day on radio, 3 hours a day, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 afternoon drive, West Coast time. All of that is easily found. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to remember it. I don't have to give you 20 different ways to find me. I'm on Real America's Voice. I'm on Lindell TV. I'm on Brighty on TV. I'm on so many different TV networks, Blessed TV Network. I'm on Renegade Radio. I'm on so many radio shows and rodeo stations and podcasts that it's impossible to list them all, remember them all. Just go to rootforamerica.com. That's it. Rootforamerica.com. And at the top it says, watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on the radio, listen to Wayne on podcast. Click on any one of those and you're listening or watching if I'm live. And you are listening or watching a show from yesterday or the day before, a library of shows if I'm not live. So lots of ways to contact Wayne Root. Before I get to the guest, we've got a great guest. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment is Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's on fire. Our borders are on fire. Inflation is on fire, as I've been predicting for months. It's not going away. It's actually getting worse. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone is buying gold and silver. And I've said this for years, and gold and silver is now, for the first time, you know, just exploded in a way nobody even imagined 6 months ago. I mean, it's just on fire. It's at 2,400 ounce gold, and it sets new records every day. Central banks buying the most gold in history for the third year in a row. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China, because they know it's coming, because they're causing all this unrest, all this anarchy, all the problems. The World War III, China's the instigator to all of it. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Buy gold and silver like the central banks. Buy gold and silver like China. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 of free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today, tell them Ward sent you or Wayne Allen Root sent you, and you get up to $15,000 in free silver. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Our guest is Kathleen Wynne, candidate for Congress in Arizona, District 6, which is Tucson, a border town. So I thought she'd be a great guest to talk about the problems with the open border. Her website is winforarizona.com, but it's two N's, double N, W-I-N-N, four, F-O-R, Arizona.com. Kathleen Wynne, W-I-N-N, winforarizona.com. Kathleen, great to have you on my show. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me. And thank you for spelling my name, because in Vegas, they try to spell it W-Y-N-N. So I
yeah, that is true. Or so it's many different spellings in Vegas. So tell me a couple things. First of all, tell us about your race in CD6 in for Congress in Arizona, in the Tucson area. Who are you running against? It's a primary coming up. When's the primary? Who are you running against? What's your background? Give us a little synopsis.
Okay, sure. So CD6 is not only Tucson, it is the border. It goes all the way to the border, Cochise County. It's five counties, Cochise, Graham, Greenlee, Pima County, and Pinal County. Geographically, it's the fourth largest, but it is the border. And it's where all the other congressmen and senators come to do their photo ops, but that is my district. And we are the border. And since Texas has done what they've done, we are seeing the effect of that. And so the Tucson sector, which is my district, is the worst place right now for illegal immigration in terms of we are the front door where people are coming into this country. And we're seeing the adverse effects of that.
And your background, let me say it a different way. Why are you qualified to be elected to the United States Congress? What do you think gives you an edge why you should represent Tucson area?
I've lived in Arizona since 1976, graduated from the University of Arizona. I was in broadcast journalism. I was a television reporter when I first started. Stayed in that very short amount of time, got into business, was in business 30 years. I understand about finance, balancing budgets. My husband and I have seven children. We have 18 grandchildren, 14 of those babies are 8 and under, so I worry about their future. That's one thing. And I worked for the Arizona Attorney General's office. I was a state director, community outreach and education. It was my job to warn consumers how to prevent becoming victims of crime, and what you do is you learn all the ways that crimes are being committed. And when I left the AG's office in 2015, my heart went to internet crimes against children, and I've been fighting sex trafficking and sexual exploitation, hypersexualization, transgenderism, and protecting children. My nonprofit organization that I am the executive director of has found 28 missing children in the last 7 years, and I believe that I have a unique understanding of the problems that are plaguing our country, and my business background, I have a business background, makes me qualified at this particular time to fight the issues that America is facing. And my husband, who's my biggest cheerleader, retired as the vice president of Boeing. So he's credited with designing 26 aircraft. He's best known for his work on the Apache attack helicopter. So with his work in defense, we need to have someone who understands who our allies are in the world and what we need to take on. So I feel that at this moment in time, again, with a certain set of problems that we are currently facing as Americans, we need people that understand and love this country. I do. And I want to take it back, and I want to ensure that the next generation is here and that they get to live in a free country. So I believe that I am the girl for the job.
And by the way, I have to ask this question. Your husband was probably there when Boeing was great and Boeing was an American industry leader, and now he must be sick to his stomach. What's happened to Boeing, right?
Yes, he retired in 2010 when they delivered the Block 3 helicopter, which he was instrumental in.
They were great then. They were fabulous. Yes, they were American powerhouse, right?
100%. And the wokeness that is going on in our corporations is it's not just Boeing, but yes, it does. I don't know if sick is the right word. It's just disappointing. It is.
I hear that Boeing's problem is DEI. I heard they hired a bunch of people based on diversity, put them in executive suites, and it ruined everything. And that's my understanding. I don't know if your husband has insight.
We've seen it. We have seen it. And many of the people that he worked with now are retired. When he left there, this is when defense contractors had to be accountable. When he completed his job being vice president from 2000 to 2010, he delivered that helicopter ahead of schedule, under budget, unheard of for a military program, but he did it for 10 years in a row and left them with contracts till 2029. And so I am very proud of the work that he did and the people that his team did. It was exceptional, but we don't have that anymore. We don't even know where 60% of our defense budget is right now.
He delivered everything on time and ahead of schedule, and everything made a profit. And you know what Boeing must call that now? An evil white man. If you're white, you're evil. You know, I mean, if you're black,
I don't know if you knew that my husband was white, but yes, true story, he is.
Crazy.
It is.
What's happened to our country?
It's nuts.
It just doesn't make sense. Because I'm not anti-black. I love black people who do the job right. I'll hire you in a second. If you're better than the white guy, that's even better. That's great. But I don't want to hire you just because your resume says you're black or Latino
or a woman
or gay or transgender or whatever. You're from another country that makes you better than me. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, look at all the parts that have been falling off the planes.
Right. So exactly.
You know, and
doesn't work.
And we know they've got illegal immigrants working in these places that people have to sign off. So I have people that tell me that we have Mitsubishi who does work here on planes in Arizona and Tucson, and they brought in immigrants that didn't speak any English, and they were asking people to sign off on their work, and a group of managers said, no, we're not going to do that. But think about that. You know, we don't even know. There's
Kathleen, we are days or weeks or a few months away from a major plane crash, and it's all going to be because no one cares anymore. All they care about is, are you diverse? Does your resume say you're a person of color? They don't care. Are you actually any good? And it's not just because of Boeing. It's also because the pilots are hired because of DEI. And there's going to be a disaster when you combine those two. It's going to be terrible. I only care if my pilot can fly. I don't care if they're white or black. I just care if they're good. Yeah. They have thousands of hours of experience. And the plane has people working on the plane that have thousands of hours of experience. I don't care what color they are either.
Yeah, we made excellent be a dirty word, and we've got to go back. We cannot continue. I 100% agree with you.
So let's talk about illegal immigration. What is Tucson experiencing in regard to illegal immigration?
We have over 165 plus countries that come through our borders. The amount of illegal immigration and the morale of our Border Patrol agents is at an all-time low. They are not being allowed to really do anything. We get a lot of gotaways. We have a lot of high-speed chases that end with people getting killed. My congressman that I'm running against is an incumbent, and he just paid to fund another $64 million to keep Catholic Charities going, to keep immigrants in hotels here. So they were out of money, and we could have shut this down, but instead we're incentivizing NGOs to continue to bring illegal immigrants into this country. It's criminal.
It's terrible stuff. When you said your incumbent that you're running against, are you talking about in a Republican primary, or it's an incumbent Democrat in your district?
No, a Republican, he is a Republican. He is an incumbent. He votes 58% of the time with the Democrats, though.
So another rhino. Wow.
Another rhino. I'm in a...
Kathleen, hold on one sec. Don't go anywhere. I'll keep you for another segment. We're going to an ad break, and we'll get all those thoughts out when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. We're here with Kathleen Wynn, candidate for Congress in Arizona CD6, which is Tucson, a border town. Her website, Wynn, WinForArizona.com. We'll be right back. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting... Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
President Biden recently released a massive... What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Roots on Fire. Got Truth America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Nick Fiorello is the founder of not only Got Truth America, but of GotSpaceData.com. And his partner is Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox. They're both from the Boston area. They share their real stories from the most corrupt courtrooms in America in Boston at GotTruthAmerica.com. Their theory is that if the courtrooms are that corrupt in Boston, it gives you a sign you didn't know how bad they were in New York and in Kansas and in Arizona and in Nevada and California. They're bad everywhere. It's just total corruption. They've got a $550 million judgment against themselves and their company, just like Trump has a $550 million judgment, because Got Space Data Company is under attack and facing a hostile takeover because Got Space controls the largest data center project in the United States, and they say they're battling the same enemies as President Trump, George Soros, and his Wall Street deep state cronies. And when Nick and Dan were guests on my show recently, Nick shared his 1 in a billion chance encounter in the South of France last year with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger, who, according to the FBI and the federal government, has been dead, murdered in prison for years. Well, he's not dead. He's alive, says Nikki, and he witnessed him, and he spoke to him, and he stood next to him and took photos of him. And all the photos and the whole story is at GotTruthAmerica.com. They launched Got Truth America to expose Soros and all the deep state cronies. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. GotTruthAmerica.com. When you look at the pictures of Whitey Bulger and his girlfriend and his security force with Glocks at the pool in the south of France, you never see security force with Glocks guarding a guy at the pool. You're going to realize that it sure looks like Whitey to me, and it sure looks like his girlfriend to me. And that was last May. So he was supposed to be dead for years, and he was alive and well. Probably had the goods on the FBI, and they let him go. All right. We are here with Kathleen Wynne, candidate for Congress in Arizona, CD6, District 6, which is Tucson, a border town. Our website is wynneforarizona.com. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
What is happening in Texas, and how does it impact Arizona?
So Texas,
Ken Paxton and Governor Abbott, they took on the federal government. They said, we're going to protect our citizens. And so they did razor wire. And they have been stopping illegal immigration from coming into their state. But it's not 100% effective. So what they have done, though, is that's caused a funneling effect, and not only to our sector, Tucson sector, but to San Diego, because they're coming where it's easiest to get in. And Arizona is wide open. We say this, but we don't understand what it means. We do not have operational control of our border. The cartels do. And they're being funded by the CCP. They are funding the Mexican and Central American cartels. You know, the policies we had under President Trump really kept America safe. And without a border, we're not safe. We don't have a country. And, you know, we talk about this being, you know, a unprecedented immigrant surge, or it's an invasion. But I believe this is a planned, coordinated act of treason against the United States of America.
Kathleen, I was just saying, I wrote a commentary this morning, so you're right in line with my thinking, because I wrote a commentary about Mayorkas and how CBS had him on the morning show this morning showing you how to keep your children safe. And I said, what? Keep your children safe? This guy is the devil personified. He is evil. He is a traitor. He has committed treason. He is in charge of the point man for the intentional destruction of the United States through the open border. And the people coming through are going to murder and rape your children. And they're putting him on the CBS morning show saying he's the guy that's going to show you how to keep your children safe. So you see how we're being gaslighted. The propaganda 100%. Is like levels of Nazi Germany meets Soviet Union meets East Germany. It's incredible.
Well, all of that. And I believe if you look at the fentanyl poisoning, and we talked about planes crashing, if every day a plane took off and it crashed with 200 people on it, you would have what's been going on in this country with the fentanyl crisis, because that's what's happening. 200 people are dying every day, and we don't talk about it.
Right.
And disproportionately, the people that are dying are young people. So if you want to destroy a culture, you want to destroy a country, start killing off the next generation. And that's what I believe is happening, which is why I want to go and fight and protect those, everybody.
And by the way, Kathleen, it's a two-headed snake. It's a two-headed plan. A, you kill as many young people as you can with fentanyl, and B, you put them in high schools and colleges and you brainwash them to be communists. And you brainwash them that changing their sex, being a transgender and changing from a man to a woman is more important than believing in God and loving your country and wanting a secure border makes you evil. And being white makes you evil with critical race theory. That's what you do. You brainwash them, you ruin them, and you kill them.
Yes, 100%, and it is happening. And you know, COVID lockdowns and all that. We have done so much to damage our young people right now. And so, but back to the border.
Well, Kathleen, the music's on. We got to run. I can't do any more of the border
I'm so
today.
Sorry. Well, thank
but
you
we
so much.
We enjoyed having you. You were great. I enjoyed having you on.
I love it. Thank you.
I wish you all the luck in the world, all the good fortune in your race. I want to see you win in the primary and then win in the general. Kathleen Wynn, candidate for Congress, Arizona District 6, which is Tucson, a border town. Website, winforarizona.com. That's winforarizona.com. Kathleen, go win. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back. Lindell TV coming up next.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.